This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week, I thought we would talk about urinary tract infections, which are sometimes referred to as UTIs. Elizabeth, the symptoms can be quite unpleasant, can't they?
Yes, Toby, you're quite right. There's usually pain going to the loo. You go much more frequently and can have difficulty urinating. Patients also talk of discomfort in the lower abdomen, the lower tummy. In elderly patients, actually, it can cause disorientation and can be quite disturbing.
Many people might be wondering, what are the causes of UTIs then, Elizabeth?
It's usually caused by a bacteria such as E. coli. Now, the back passage and vagina harbour lots of bacteria, and it's very easy to transfer the bacteria to the urinary tract. This is in women, of course. Also, dehydration, just not drinking enough water. About 50% of women will experience a UTI in their lifetime. In men, it can be more serious. It can be caused by an enlarged prostate gland pressing on the bladder, and that means bacteria can accumulate and cause prostatitis, and that's an infection in the prostate gland.
Any ways in regards to prevention of UTIs then?
As I said, drinking lots of water, Toby, that'll flush out the bladder and prevent bacteria accumulating. Urinating after sex, and in menopausal women, sometimes that discomfort that they feel is actually a lack of estrogen. And sometimes we prescribe an estrogen vaginal cream, and that can make the area much more comfortable.
We are often told to go to the pharmacist first around these sorts of conditions such as UTIs. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Well, as I said, men must seek medical help quickly, so that's definitely the GP. Now, as far as treatment for women is concerned, most pharmacists can prescribe a short course of antibiotics. Now, there are, of course, exceptions in women, also the very elderly, diabetics, any woman who is unwell. Now, for example, if a woman comes in to me with a high temperature, feeling shivery, painful, maybe the lower back, that pain, she could have a kidney infection, and that requires GP intervention. So, yes, we can deal with a lot of the whole UTI side of things, particularly, obviously, with women. We can deal with that in the pharmacy first. So it's always good to ask in pharmacy.
Finally, should women hand in urine samples then?
Checking urine samples, Toby, is really not routinely carried out. There are exceptions, of course. Say the first antibiotic that we prescribe for a woman hasn't cleared the infection, then maybe your doctor or the practice might ask you to hand in a sample of urine. Now, this is sent usually to the lab and checked to see what bacteria is present and which antibiotic it's sensitive to. So that's quite sensible. If things are not clearing up, as I say, the practice, it will be the doctor that will decide whether you should hand in a sample. But generally, it's not routinely accepted.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.